Now, you saw by the program that J.R.E. Lee from up the road a piece, Jasper, was going to lead the parade, but I guess they couldn't get the horse hitched up in time to get here. They've just arrived, and I think they'll wake everybody up out there who's asleep. They'll play two numbers for us, Old Black Joe and Swanee River. Right on in a hurry, boys and girls. J.R.E. Lee.
Thank you.
you now my wonderful friends, Fiddler and Evelyn D.
Do these mics pick up my voice? Can you hear my voice? No? Can I have a mic here somewhere? Now, the instrument that I am playing is a very old one called a psaltery, and 5,000 years ago, they played this in biblical times. This is the instrument that eventually became the piano. It's called a psaltery, and I'll spell it for you. P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. Now, out in Montana, where we live, they sing a song called Buffalo Boy. Now, the Buffalo Boys were fellas that went out, and all they did all day long was kill buffaloes. And they dressed buffaloes and skinned them and sold the hides and sold the meat and everything. So that after weeks of killing buffaloes, they began to smell like buffaloes. So you can imagine what happened when these fellas went out to court a girl. And here is a song that comes from Montana about courting by a buffalo boy. I guess in about a week, that is if the weather is good. Oh, I guess I'll come in my ox cart. I guess I'll come in my ox cart, that is if the weather is good. My buggy won't fit in my ox cart. My buggy won't fit in my ox cart, not even if the weather is good. Oh, I guess I'll bring my children. I guess I'll bring my children, that is if the weather is good. Yes, I got five children. Yes, I got five children. Six if the weather is good. Have you ever heard of the Boston Tea Party? Well, do you know that after the Boston Tea Party, there was a song that they used to sing called Revolutionary Tea? And this song also had a fiddle tune to it. And I'm going to sing the song for you. And then I'm going to fiddle it, and I'm going to tell you something more about this song that will be very interesting to you. Oh, there was an old lady lived over the sea, and she was an Island queen. Her daughter lived off in a far country with an ocean of water between. The old lady's pockets were yellow with gold, but never contented was she. So she called on her daughter to pay her a tax of 3 pence a pound on her tea. 3 pence a pound, 3 pence a pound, 3 pence a pound, said she. So she called on her daughter to pay her a tax of 3 pence a pound on her tea. Now, mother, dear mother, the daughter replied, I shan't do the thing that you ax. I'm a willing to pay a fair price for the tea, but never a 3-penny tax. You shall, said the mother, and reddened with rage, for you're my own daughter, you see. And sure, 'tis quite proper a daughter should pay her mother a tax on her tea. Tax on her tea, tax on her tea, tax on her tea, said she. And sure, 'tis quite proper a daughter should pay her mother a tax on her tea. And so the old lady, her servant, called up and packed off a budget of tea. And eager for 3 pence a pound, she put in enough for a large family. Then she said, "Bully boy, will you bring home the tax? Will you bring home the tax today? Or as mothers will do, I will snatch up a shoe and whip that her young life away. Snatch up a shoe, snatch up a shoe, snatch up a shoe," said she. "Or as mothers will do, I will snatch up a shoe and whip up her young life away." So the tea was conveyed to the daughter's own door, all down by the ocean side. And the bouncing girl poured out every pound in the dark and the boiling tide. And then she called out to the Isolin queen, dear mother," said she, "I'll give you your tea when it's ready to drink, but never a tea tax from me. Never a tax, never a tax, never a tax," said she. "I'll give you your tea when it's ready to drink, but never a tea tax from me." Now, this is the tune as it sounds as a fiddle tune. This is the way they fiddled it. And Thomas Jefferson, you know, who was one of our country's forefathers, was a violinist, and he used to play this tune. And Alexander Hamilton used to dance a pair of puppets. They called them Yankee Doodle Dancers. And here is Yankee, and in a little bit we'll introduce you to Doodle.
You get way out in front of me here.
Now here is Doodle, and Yankee and Doodle are going to dance together.
From right here in White Springs, and I take it that they are ready to do a fine English country dance for us, Black Nag, Junior High School Square Dancers from White Springs.
that okay?
Fine.
A fine school group from Trenton, down in Gilchrist County, on close by the Swanee River, will come to sing a folk song for us that was collected this year from a very old lady in Gilchrist County, Old Yaller Cat. And another one, she'll be floating down the Swanee, and I do hope we can hear every word.
Oh, Bridget got to me a trouble coming home. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't stay at home. Sent him to the preacher's house and told him for to stay, but the cat came back the very next day. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
We're going off this way. Be quiet. Go off that way. Go ahead. One at a time. The last row first.
Of the White Springs School with Cousin Mildred Shiver as the leader.
Hallelujah. We hope you hear in the four parts these children of grade 2 to grade 6.